I found him on the side of the road and things worked out at just the right moment, kind of fate to find him and bring him home, and then having no idea that later he would save our whole family.
Dog people, thank you for coming back to Rescued by a Dog, the podcast about dogs that have actually saved their owners' lives. I am Laura, host of the podcast and author of the novel Not Just a Dog. Today, we'll hear from Angela, whose rescue pup Capone saved her entire family with 9 children from a house fire. Today's episode is sponsored by Operation Good Boy, a veteran-owned and operated military-grade dog gear and veterinary-formulated supplement company. If you believe your pup deserves the highest quality gear, supplements, and treats, check out OperationGoodBoy.com and use the coupon code RescuedByADog10 at checkout for 10% off your order. Now, Angela's going to tell us about her best friend and hero, Capone. Oh, hi.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Hi.
Hey, hi.
Thank you so much for talking to me today. Let's get started. Why don't you tell me, who is the dog that we're going to talk about today? What's their name and what do they look like?
And his name is Capone, and he's a mini pen chihuahua whippet mix. We had him DNA tested, so we know. And he basically looks like a tiny black lab, though.
How big is he?
He's about 25 pounds.
A pretty big minpin. Oh, hi Capone. He does look like a tiny black lab.
Yeah, he does. Hi, buddy.
He's gorgeous. So where did you find Capone?
Well, he was wandering the highway and he was running down it, and he was kind of, I was afraid he was going to dart out in traffic. And I have a soft spot for animals. I used to work for a humane society. So I pulled over on the side of the road and convinced him to get in my car. And then I looked everywhere for his owner and nobody claimed him. So he became mine.
Oh, thank you for rescuing him. How long have you had him?
We've had him since 2015. So 8 years. When we took him to the vet, they thought he was about a year old. So we think he's probably about 9, 10.
What was going on in your life when you got Capone?
I was busy being a mom. We hadn't really talked about having a dog and just kind of keeping busy with the kids. But when we found him, we just knew that he was ours and we decided to keep him even though we were really busy. And he just became a good add-on to our family. The vet thought he'd been on his own for a while. So he was really skinny. So we got him some good food and fattened him up basically. And it was just basically getting him to trust us. And it didn't take very long. And he became a good family member.
Did your kids like him?
They did right away. I surprised them. They were coming off the bus from school and I had him on a leash and they were like, there's a dog. And they got all excited. He's good with them. He loves them and they love him. He's just a good dog.
So after you got him, you had an experience where he actually contributed to your family in a very meaningful way. Can you tell me that story?
Yes, we were sleeping. It was about 1 a.m. and I had a newborn at the time. He was 4 months and I had just gotten him to bed and Capone started barking really excessively. And I was like, you're going to wake the baby I just put to sleep. We just stop barking, start barking. And he kind of looked at me and kept barking and he ran towards the kitchen. And I went out to the kitchen and it was on fire. I was shocked and a little bit panicky. I was like, calm, it's real small right now. And then it just shot up all over the kitchen all of a sudden and just completely took over the kitchen wall. And I knew then that there was nothing I could do and we had to get out. So it was me and my husband's a truck driver. So it was me and the 9 kids. 4 months to 12 and 2 dogs. It was Capone. And then we had just gotten another little puppy at the time. We got everybody out. And by the time that we got outside and I called 911, the fire was already into the living room where I had been sleeping with my baby in his little bed. And I knew it had been 5 minutes because I had looked at my call log from the time that I called my dad to ask him about the tiny electrical fire to the time that we got outside was 5 minutes. And so if he hadn't woken us up, it would have already been like too late by the time the smoke alarms went off and to get everybody out in time. It was very scary and overwhelming. I kept counting my children. That was the main thing, was I was wanting to make sure everybody was out. So it was kind of like, even though I had already counted them once, I was counting them multiple times, making sure everybody was out. And it was just very, at the time, very grateful that we actually got out.
What were your children thinking? Were they scared?
They were scared. And my one was crying because she had her stuffed animal. That was her favorite stuffed animal, had gotten left inside. So she was very, very sad about that. And she cried that she was never going to see her buggy again. But Capone stayed on the porch with the kids and he was comforting them. And he was just, I don't know, he was a big comfort, especially for my second son, who's kind of claimed him as his dog. He gives kind of like a hug, like he'll put his head on your shoulder and his paws around your neck. It's kind of cute. And he's just, and then he'll like lay his little head on your shoulder. We lost everything. So it was a total loss. The fire went almost all the way upstairs, but the upstairs was too smoke damaged to save anything. So everything that was inside the house was gone. Like, they showed me a picture of my baby's bed that he'd been sleeping in, and it was shriveled into basically nothing. The fire department called the Red Cross, and they met us at a McDonald's, and they had some neat things for the kids. They had them like little toys, and they gave us gift cards, and they set us up in a hotel. And we basically moved from hotels after that for about, I want to say it was about 6 months before we finally got our house. And then the community really came together and got us clothes and everything we needed.
How did Capone and your other dog do with all that moving around?
I think it was stressful, but we had, they always made it so we could take them with us. So they got to stay with us in the hotels. I went on autopilot, just getting from the next place we had to be to the next place was a lot. And so I just kept kind of, it was basically numb on autopilot doing what I had to do. Since it's been 7 years and I've talked about it a lot, I think it's been time to process it and heal and realize it set me on a good path personally to basically find a better path for myself. And it led me into writing and a whole bunch of different things involving like a women's group that helps women. They took me from the point where the fire had put me in this place where I was just kind of just existing to now, how do I get back to myself and get our family going to where we're living and thriving? And that was what became the next goal. And because of them and the fire, I'm in a much better place.
How did Capone help you get to that better place? What does he do for you to help you?
He's very comforting. Like I said, when someone is sad, he gives his little cute hugs where he puts his arms around her neck and he'll put his head there and he's just kind of very snuggles in, and he's just having him and petting him and having him be loving is very stress relieving and helpful.
What do you think would have happened if Capone hadn't insisted that you go look at the kitchen fire?
I think that I wouldn't have woken up because of the delays in the smoke alarm. I don't think that I would have heard it in time to get everybody out. I probably would have just slept through it all. And because it was so quick, I didn't realize fires could move that fast. It was 5 minutes and it was consuming the entire downstairs. It was just so fast. He got into the Iowa Hall of Fame for saving our family. And he had a big ceremony and he got to get a medal. And they had a dinner and stuff in his honor and I think it was like a couple other animals that had made it. And that was just a very exciting, happy moment to watch him get his medal and them kind of celebrate him. We were really excited. And he had a little tuxedo, a little white tuxedo on and everything. And he looked so cute. He likes going to the beach and playing with the kids and like running around and like catching a ball or frisbee or something. And I think just being in this where he can just be himself and play and be with us as a family really makes him happy. And just, yeah, he can be a dog. If he hears another sad dog, so even if it's on TV, so we're watching like maybe a documentary on wolves or something, he'll howl with them. Like he's like in mourning with them of their sadness. It's so cute.
Do you have a couple of your kids there?
I have one.
Hi. What's your name?
Jezia.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
Tell me something you love about Capone.
He just really likes me. He's a cool dog. He's an old man. We joke about that a lot. He sometimes brings rocks onto our deck from the backyard, which is interesting. And so sometimes I'll find a rock just sitting out there on our deck.
How does it make you feel when you think about what Capone did in the fire?
It makes me happy that he like helped us out or whatever, that he alerted my mom and stuff. And yeah, it was a relief that like we got out perfectly fine in the end.
Come here.
Hi, what's your name?
Mazadi.
Mazadi, that's such a nice name. How old are you?
11.
Tell me something cute that Capone does.
Yeah. He's cute. Sometimes he lets you pet his belly, and he's nice, and I don't know what else.
Just say how you feel for, because Capone saved us from the fire.
I'm happy, and I'm grateful.
If Capone could understand human English, what would you like to say to him?
Thank you for saving our family and for being loyal and staying with us and being a good companion and best friend. I feel gratitude that I found him on the side of the road and things worked out at just the right moment, kind of fate to find him and bring him home, and then having no idea that later he would save our whole family. He's just a really great dog, and I love him.